thoughts toward the beauty of the spring season in our community. And we're starting that off on March 4th with an evening event, and typically we don't. So this is actually an OSHA event. People might recall that I mentioned that the Senior Center is now the newest OSHA campus, and that's a lifelong learning for 50 folks 50 and over. So they're having a special event the night of March 4th, and it's a showing of the movie called The Tree, and it was written and produced by folks in the Kansas City and Lawrence area. And The Tree is a story about an 88-year-old woman who takes a road trip from Wamego, Kansas, back to her hometown of Terre Haute, Indiana, to visit her oldest and dearest childhood friend. And so The Tree then serves as an impetus to family discussions about how to deal with the effects of aging, and opening discussions concerning seniors wanting to be independent and children wanting their parents to be safe. So you might find yourself on one side or the other, or maybe on both sides of this particular issue. But it's going to be, it's supposed to be a really great film. And then afterward, there'll be a little panel discussion. And that will be led by people who were involved in making the film itself. So it should be really neat. There is a fee for this. It's a $25 fee. And that money goes to OSHA. And so those are the folks that you call to sign up. But if you can't find their information, please call the Senior Center and we'll forward you on and give you the contact information for OSHER, or you can just Google it, O-S-H-E-R, and then you'll look up the KU campus, actually.
That sounds like a neat event here.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I like the idea of a movie that involves someone going from Wamego to Terre Haute.
I know, yeah. I thought that was really cool. It's really neat. It'll be fun to see, and I know people in the area who are interested in filmmaking. And so then to find somebody who's actually been able to put together and finance a film and get that done is very inspiring.
All right. It's a wonderful opportunity. March 4th. What else do we have coming
up? Okay. Well, like I said, our theme at the Senior Center is spring in the Flint Hills. So the first Friday of March, we have Kate McNeil, who is a master gardener. She's coming to do a program called Garden in a Pot. And so she'll be showing us how to start flowers and things from seed. So we're asking people to bring a 10-inch pot and then we will be supplying the potting soil, and it'll be a time to come. So it'll be kind of like a make and take event, and then getting some good information. And then the following Thursday, I believe it's the 13th. Do I have that? The 12th.
March 12th.
Okay, thank you. March 12th. We are having a program called Elder Justice. It's about frauds and scams. And so Lori Bishop at the Flint Hills Volunteer Center organized this, and we'll be bringing in someone to speak about frauds and scams, how to recognize them, how to avoid them. And I think that will be a really good program. The following day, then on the 13th, we're having people from the Kansas Prairie come and talk about a year on the Kansas. So this will be a visual journey. We'll get to see pictures of a year on the Kansas as the seasons change and the landscape change and the animals change, and that will be, I think, really beautiful. And then the very last Friday of the month, we're having the worm hippie come and talk to us. So he's been making the rounds lately, but this is a former biology teacher at Riley County High School who now has a business called the Worm Hippie, and he raises worms, and it's a composting effort, and it's really, he's a real fun speaker, and it'll be neat to hear about how that can improve our gardens and, you know, maybe a way that we can help keep things in a healthy state around our home.
That sounds really interesting to me. You know, one of my favorite movies of all time is Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
And at the very beginning, they talk about how they want to start a worm farm.
Okay.
You know, called I Got Worms, you know.
Uh-huh.
So what an awesome opportunity this is going to be to actually get to experience somebody who's doing it for real.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's pretty great. We'll have to ask him if that was part of his inspiration.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so then also I just want to remind folks that we've got a new informational and support group going. It's called Living with Diabetes. It focuses for people with type 2 who maybe it's kind of new to them. They're learning how to deal with their change in eating, their change in medications, their change in activity and things. And then we also have a new program that's becoming really popular. It's Seated Tai Chi, and that happens most Tuesday mornings in the month of March. It will be the 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. It's at 9 a.m., and so for those who are unable to maybe tolerate the standing Tai Chi, seated Tai Chi is a nice introduction and a way to benefit without doing the standing exercises. Right. Another support type group that we have is the Alzheimer's Caregiver Support Group, and that meets the second Monday of the month at 1:30, and that has a Karen Knoppenberger, who's a clinical social worker. She comes in and runs the group and, you know, just kind of helps with information, and the folks there support each other and have an opportunity to share what they're going through and get advice and share any struggles or any positives that they've been able to experience, and have a group, that a little community that, you know, helps them feel like they're not alone.
Right. So important.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to remind people again about our Osher classes. They're going really great. We have 22 people that signed up for this month's Osher class. The last one will be next week. And so it's, you know, not a good timing to sign up for that particular class, but we've been learning about Nicodemus, the town of Nicodemus, Kansas, and the Exodusters, who are the freed slaves that came up after the Civil War and created communities throughout Kansas, Nicodemus being the last surviving community. But next month, the Osher class is The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, a distinctly American fairy tale, and so that will be led by folks from the Oz Museum in Wamego. It's a three-week class. And I just encourage people to contact Osher, sign up for that class. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we've been getting really great feedback from those that are attending this month, so I'm assuming next month. I know will be terrific, too, and it happens on Tuesday afternoons, March 17, 24, and 31, from 2 to 4 p.m.
All right.
Okay.
Anytime you talk Wizard of Oz, this part of the country, I think everyone looks forward to that.
So. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Liz Nelson, anything else? Any other things you wanted to highlight real quick?
I just want to remind people that we are a site where you can get tax aid from AARP. It's a free tax prep service, but you do need to call and make an appointment, and that, you know, there's limited space, but I encourage you to make that call. All of our February dates are full, but there are dates open in March.
Okay, sounds good. Well,
for that.
We appreciate you telling us more about this. Sounds like some great opportunities. If people have more questions, they can give you a call there.
They can. And then I just thought of one last thing,
okay,
and I forgot to put it in my newsletter, and I don't want to forget about saying it on the program. But Mathis Physical Therapy had a program at the Senior Center, and they took a little break, but they're back now. So check your calendars. They come, and one time a month they will just – they call it coffee talk with Mathis, so it's very relaxed. They just sit and chat and have just a little conversation about different aspects of safety, health, mobility, things like that.
Okay.
Starting back up in March.
Very good. Well, Liz, we appreciate you coming on and telling us about all these exciting events going on at the Senior Center this month.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back with more in Focus after this on KMAN.